What is up, everybody? This is the One It's All podcast. My name is Jake Heffelfinger, and this is episode number 100. I did it. This was one of the goals that when I first aimed out to start this thing that I wanted to get to. I said to myself, the first 100 episodes are going to be me kind of learning the ropes, figuring out what works for me, what I like talking about, and just figuring out how to podcast. Seems to be something everybody's doing these days. So sometimes it can get rather discouraging. But overall, this is one of the coolest things that I've ever decided to do. I didn't realize that I needed it until I started doing it. And that level of creativity, just being creative, coming up with new ideas, I didn't realize how much I needed that for just my mental state. So I'm incredibly grateful. Incredibly grateful. I mean, just to be able to sit here and say that this is my 100th episode is a big deal to me. Goal met. I've learned a lot doing this over the last year and a half plus. And I'm just incredibly grateful for everybody that's shown support and everybody that's helped me. Everybody that's shown love, everybody that's rode with me from the beginning, you have no idea how much I cannot wait to repay everybody for having a belief in me like that. And I got to this level and I can honestly tell you I'm not stopping. This is something that I can't wait to do more of. I think about it constantly. It's one of the funnest things that I've done and I cannot wait to keep this moving. But I wanted to spend some time and just talk about the gratitude and the people that helped me to start off along the way. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and just give some shout outs here to everybody that's kind of shown love and supported this from the very beginning and starting off with Ashley Larsenies. You helped me get this thing started. You helped encourage me to push through the mental hurdle that I had and just get started, which is one of the lessons that I tell anybody thinking about starting a podcast. Just do it. Just get started. You'll figure it out as you go. Don't expect a million views. I'll talk about that here when we're done. Austin Sperry, my man. Appreciate everything. Appreciate you always being there ready to talk football or any kind of sports going on. Appreciate you more than you know, my man. Jim Morris, Impact Social Events, my man. Dude, you're doing big things. Love to see your growth. Love to see what you're doing. If there are any help you need along the way, you just let me know. I'm here for you. My man, Brad Bald, baby. Our friendship means more to me than you know, man. Our weekly meets, accountability partners, you always be in there, us just being brutally honest with each other about things. I think everybody needs that friend in their life that does that. Gregory Hibberts, I see you chopping it up in the studio, man. Even when we don't record, we're just here talking, just becoming better friends each and every time. Sense of humor you got, man, I respect and I appreciate it, my brother. You have no idea how much I value when you come over. We just kind of sit here and shoot the shit for a couple hours. Not even really trying to record anything, just having some fun. Matt Tyree, my man, my brother from another. 25 years of friendship. All the support and love you sending me, making fun of my episodes, telling me I sound crazy. Off to a bumpy start, and you were one to let me know, so I appreciate you more than you know, man. Love you, brother. Big Nate, Big Ed, appreciate you guys jumping on with me, talking sports. You guys ever want to be on again, make sure you let me know. Christy Hunter, doing big things with Photoshop or Photo Walk. I always say Photoshop. Photo Walk Nashville, doing big things here. Make sure you look her up if you're looking to have the ultimate Nashville experience. She's expanding. You want to have pictures for having your party in a city? She's the one to hit up. Christy Hunter, Christy the Connector. Make sure you shout her out. I appreciate you. You have no idea. Cannot wait to link up again. Animal Realtor, my man Sonny Christopher, doing big things here with his animals and his realty. Bro, we need to get you on again to talk about monkeys, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time to come out here with me and get on the podcast. Always welcome here anytime you want to come on. Just so grateful for everybody. Josh Swindell, ever you come to town, man, hit me up. We can get on here, especially with Mr. Hibberts. Kind of get on here and joke around, talk about some things. I appreciate you, my man. Just gratitude across the board. Thank you to everybody out there listening anybody that's even taken a couple minutes, even if you're like, nah, this isn't for me, just, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity, man. That's all you can ask for, somebody to give you a shot. Emily Walters, one of the coolest neighbors I've ever had. Your stories and your energy is so contagious. Look forward to having you on future episodes. Look forward to being on your podcast, Lipstick Pickups. Make sure you check her out on Instagram. Lipstick Pickups coming your way. She's doing big things, very musically inclined. Sense of humor unlike anybody I've ever known. Yeah, grateful for you. Grateful for you. Grateful for everybody. Everybody that's taking the time. My man, Tony Mendoza, Heart of the Gulch, doing big things on YouTube. Appreciate the love and support you show me from the beginning, my man. Anything I can do to help promote your show, I'm going to do. Make sure you guys go check out Heart of the Gulch on YouTube. My man's doing big things, very in tune with everything and all things Nashville. The guy's going to be doing, he's exploding now, but it's just going to continue to get even bigger. The dude's got so much skill. Just everybody, John Thompson, JT Slim, my man, 35 to 45. Appreciate you, my man. Nick Porco, God, man, we had some fun in Arizona. That was awesome. Everybody, every single one of you that's shown me any kind of support and love, this is my time to give it back to you on episode number 100 of the One It's All podcast. Heath Starkey was here from the jump, one of my first guests. Big old Heath, congratulations on all your life accomplishments and everything you're doing, my man. I haven't talked to you in a minute, but the love is all still there, man. We need to link up and do some things. Voice is a little hoarse today. I apologize, everybody. I've been doing a lot of talking lately. Just everybody, man. Everybody, all my future guests, can't wait to have you on. Got a lot of big ideas. We're going to be covering so much over the next 100 episodes. Just, I feel like it all starts with gratitude. Nobody can do this alone. We all need that support system. We all need people to show love. We all need people to encourage us. I mean, because one thing that I can tell you that I've learned is you're going to have those moments where you feel very discouraged doing this. Where are the ideas? The writer's block. My biggest piece of advice, if you're looking to start a podcast or do anything, don't do it for the views or the likes. Stick to what you love. Stick to what you're passionate about, because the clips will always be there. The likes come later. Don't expect it right out of the gate. I know that's a hard thing to concept, because you post a video, you get excited, or you post a podcast, you get excited. It doesn't necessarily give you that dopamine hit that you're looking for. But I promise you, you continue to mash it up, and then when people tell you they've been listening, and then they get on with you, and it means everything. It means everything. Get creative with it. Get a good microphone. Get a good system. If you need any help along the way, hit me up. More than happy. oneitsallpodcast@gmail.com or hit me up on Instagram. Man, I remember being at like episode 13, 14, 15, being like, what am I doing? What? I mean, how do I do a podcast? You just do it, man. You just do it. My man Jim always said that to me. He goes, you're doing it, man. You might not feel like it all the time, but you're doing it. And that's something I always keep in the back of my mind. And you need friends to show support. Even when you get negative feedback, be like, dude, that's not that good. Hey, roll with it, man. Another person's opinion is not your end all be all. Just do you. I cannot stress that enough. With so many podcasts and everything out there, you just got to stick to who you are, man. Because that'll ultimately come through. Unless you're only planning to do like 10 episodes. Just continue to do you. Stick to what you are. You are not taken. Your image is not taken. Your personality is not taken. Don't try to be like everybody else out there. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to come across that where you're watching all these podcasts because you're like, what are they doing? What are they? And you're going to try to go down that road and it's going to feel unnatural. Did for me. I just want to stick to what I know. Don't be afraid to have an opinion about something. You're never going to make everybody happy. People are not going to like what you say sometimes. It could be even family, friends. But if they love you unconditionally like they should, they'll understand. I've always been under the belief, and this is especially true with politics, if somebody's willing to outcast you because of a political view, are they really that close to you from the very beginning? I mean, are they really that big? Do they really love you like they say if they're going to let some silly old politician opinion about something tear you guys apart? That's why I don't dive too much into it. And not really looking forward to the next year with politics, because election coming up. And I'm not too excited about that. But yeah, just get started, man. I use Buzzsprout if anybody's using it. And if you want to get a promo code, use one. It's all on Buzzsprout. Just grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. All of y'all. All of y'all, you know who you are. Everybody around the world. I've gotten downloads in every continent across the world, which is very humbling because you're wondering, who's listening to me over in Germany? Who's listening to me in Australia? Who's listening to me in Mother Russia? Even if you hate it or you're trying or you got ulterior motives, I still love you and I appreciate you listening. Because there's a certain level of vanity that anybody starts a podcast. They want to be heard. They want to have their voice listened to. They're lying to you if they say they're not. Yeah, I just learned you got to stick with it. My biggest problem that I can be is consistent on a schedule. Life gets in the way. You got all these other things going on. You just got to continue to mash out content. Speak from your heart. Try to have fun with it. Don't try to take it too seriously. Depends on the kind of podcast you're doing. I just kind of prefer open dialogue or whatever is in the mix that particular week. Love you guys. Love you. Just wanted to start a little gratitude. Episode number 100. All right, we'll keep it short and sweet here. You know how I like to do my weekly NFL picks, so I don't feel this would be a proper episode if I didn't go through right now and give you my week 2 NFL picks starting with Thursday Night Football. We have the Minnesota Vikings fresh off their stunning loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football. Philly's down some secondary help. Minnesota's really needing this. They laid an egg in Philly last year. You guys might call me crazy, but on a short week, Philly did not look good against New England. I'm taking Minnesota to go into Philly on Thursday Night Football and stun the Philadelphia Eagles. Book it down. Now, Sunday, week 2, man. Another full slate of games. I'm going to run through these real quick. We got the Chicago Bears at my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Never have been and never will be on the Justin Fields type. Overrated from the jump. Never understood it. Give me Baker Mayfield and my Bucks at home to get the job done and start the season off a stunning 2-0, which I did not see coming. The Las Vegas Raiders travel to Buffalo. Buffalo will handle business. I don't know what Josh Allen was doing Monday night, but yeah, it won't happen again, especially for their home opener. Give me Buffalo all day, every day. The Baltimore Ravens going to Cincinnati to take on Joe Burrow, and I don't know what the hell happened last week, but I fully do not expect that to happen again. It's going to be a complete 180. Give me Cincinnati all day at home taking down those Ravens, but the Ravens will have a good game. Kansas City at Jacksonville. Give me Jacksonville. Kansas City, to me, is going to be a few weeks till they get running. I'm not sure about Travis Kelce, but I do know Jacksonville is a complete team. Give me Jacksonville. The Chargers come into Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans, looking for their first win after dropping their opener in New Orleans. I want to take Tennessee with all my heart, but what I saw from the Chargers last week against the Dolphins was just too much offensive firepower. I think they just outgunned Tennessee. Tennessee's going to start off 0-2, but they'll get the ball rolling and they'll be playoff bound. Give me the Chargers, though. Green Bay Packers at the Atlanta Falcons. Not even close. Jordan Love and Green Bay will go in and handle the run-heavy Atlanta Falcons. I'm not expecting much of them through the air, and that catches up to you over a four-quarter game. Seattle trying to bounce back from that stunning loss to the Rams, going to Detroit. Detroit will make them 0-2. Detroit's rough and tough, and Dan Campbell fucks. Give me the Detroit Lions all day at home, sending the Seahawks to 0-2. It's a long season. Let's not forget, the real season didn't really start the week 4. I can't say that enough. The Colts at the Texans and the barn burner of the week. It's going to be who can make the least amount of mistakes. I think Anthony Richardson makes one or two more plays than C.J. Stroud. Give me Indianapolis going into Houston. The afternoon tilt, we got the New York Giants trying to bounce back from that ugly, ugly loss to Dallas going into Arizona. And I said it once, I'll say it again, I'm not picking Arizona at all this year. Give me the Giants to right the ship. This is the perfect matchup for them to get everything rolling again. San Francisco is going to bring the Rams back down to earth. Give me San Francisco by 2 touchdowns at L.A. The defense is just too good, and Stafford, his lack of weapons, no Cooper Kupp will show in this game. The Jets going to Dallas. Zach Wilson is a hot piece of dog shit. They will not win this game. Dallas's defense will smother him, force him into 2 or 3 picks. And then in the story next week, because we all loved Overreact, will be who are they bringing in to replace Zach Wilson, because he is not the answer. And then the end, the afternoon tilt, we got the Commanders, Redskins, going to Denver. And I want to pick the Commanders in this game, but something tells me Russell will have a game here. They'll outshoot. The running game will get going. Sean Payton's offense is too tricky. I'll take Denver in this one. Give me Denver. Sunday night football. All the favorites probably leaning towards Miami, but I have a difference of opinion here. I think Tua throws for a lot of yardage again, but I think New England showed me enough in that Philly game. It's a home game on Sunday night football. Give me New England to stun the Dolphins. That division's going to be up and down all year. In Belichick, I trust this week. He'll neutralize their weapons. Tyreek Hill will still do what he has to do. Same thing when he was with Kansas City. They'll let him get his, but they'll neutralize the rest. Give me the New England Patriots to stun the Dolphins. Can you call it stunning after 1 week? I don't know. It's what we do when we talk sports. Everybody overanalyzes, and it's crazy. Monday night, we got two games, which I think is great that they did an opening week. Let them get a game under their belt. Let them get it all together before. And now we'll have a more efficient game that'll probably be more entertaining. So you got the New Orleans Saints traveling to Carolina. Bryce Young will play well. I was wrong about him last week. They will play well, but New Orleans is just too much of a balanced team. They'll pull this game out. Derek Carr will look better. Michael Thomas, Chris Olave will have everything rolling. Give me the Saints to take down the Panthers in Carolina. And then to finish out week two, a huge AFC North division game. We have the Cleveland Browns, who did disgusting things to the Cincinnati Bengals last week, traveling to the Pittsburgh Steelers, fresh off a stone-cold ass-whooping against those 49ers. Kenny Pickett, I'm putting faith in you guys for one more week. I'm going to put faith in you. You're down Deontay Johnson, but I think you guys will get a roll in here. This will be a tough, hard-nosed game. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers to finish out week two on Monday night. This is going to be a division that's up and down, side to side, all year long. God, I love the NFL, but those are your week two NFL picks. Not a lot of big upsets on the horizon this week in college football. Don't really see anything that can really take anything down. My home city, USF Bulls take down Alabama. I'm just going to tell you, it's probably better off not to watch that game if you're a USF fan. All right, before my voice completely dies out on me, again, thank you. Thank you to every single one of you. All of y'all I shouted out. Cannot wait to work with you guys again. Everybody, just the love is there. This podcast is not going anywhere. One, it's always one of the coolest things I've ever started. Just so much appreciation. So grateful to be able to get to 100 episodes, and I cannot wait to do 100 more. Until the next one, guys. Love you. See you. Peace.